Hello everyone, this is your favorite voice of business psychology, armed with research, personal experiences and a passion to understand the nuances of rapidly evolving workplace dynamics. I am your host, Kritika Kashyap, a management psychologist.
Today, we are going to dive into a topic that has been a focal point of my research, generational differences in the workplace, with a special focus on Gen Z and leadership. Now, imagine you are a millennial leader and you've just hired a bunch of Gen Z employees. You're excited, but also a bit nervous. How do you lead this new generation? What do they expect from you? How do they differ from millennials and baby boomers? Well, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and let's unravel these questions together. Gen Z. These folks, born between 1997 and 2012, are a unique bunch. They have grown up in a world that's constantly changing, with technology at their fingertips and social media as their playground. They have seen economic downturns and global crises, which has made them more realistic and cautious compared to previous generations. They are not big risk takers and they value stability. Now, when it comes to how they operate, Gen Z is all about the digital world. They spend a lot of time in front of the screens and they're used to getting instant feedback from likes to shares to comments on social media. But don't mistake this for them being disconnected from the real world. They are very aware of the global issues and the trends. They care deeply about the things like sustainability and social responsibility. In a workplace, Gen Z has some clear expectations. They don't want a boss who's just about power and control. They want a leader who's honest, forward-thinking, and self-disciplined. They want someone who takes them seriously, values their ideas and gives them constructive feedback. They're not looking for a dictator, and I mean, nobody is, but a mentor who can guide them and help them grow. So now that we are talking about leadership, leadership styles have evolved over time. And what worked for the previous generation may not necessarily work for the current one. In the past, leadership was often associated with management, where the focus was on controlling processes and ensuring everything ran smoothly. However, this new generation, especially Gen Z, have a very different perspective. So first, let's understand a bit more about the prevailing leadership styles. You know how we have different leadership styles, right? From autocratic to transactional, and one of them is transformational leadership. Let's talk a bit about that. This style was a big hit with baby boomers and Gen X, and even millennials. These leaders are like those inspiring movie characters who rally their team with a arousing speech and everyone's ready to run through walls for them. They're all about pushing boundaries, fostering innovation and leading by example. Now, let's talk about what Robert Greenleaf introduced us to in 1970. The servant leadership. These leaders are more like supportive mentors. They are all about making sure their team members have what they need to succeed. They are the ones staying late to help a team member understand a concept or rearranging resources so everyone can work more effectively. The reason why Gen Z digs this style is because they have grown in a different world. They have seen economic downturns and they're aware of social and environmental issues. And they're used to having information at their fingertips, as I mentioned. They value leaders who listen to them, provide them constant feedback and create an inclusive environment. A study by Duvidyanawadi and Gandhasri in 2018 found that Gen Z prefers leaders who respect them, provide guidance, and don't micromanage. They also found that Gen Z value stability, personal development, and companies that care about sustainability. This aligns perfectly with servant leadership style. Gen Z, for instance, views management as related to mechanical process, while leadership is seen as something more inspirational and forward-looking. They value leaders who are honest, disciplined, and thoughtful. Unlike the previous generation, Gen Z doesn't place as much emphasis on traits like inspiration and imagination. Instead, they value a serious work environment where their ideas are taken into account, regardless of their age or experience level. They also expect regular feedback, a trait attributed to their upbringing in a constant reaction world of social media. In fact, according to Gartner, project managers with servant leadership skills are 15% more effective at delivering project business outcomes. But here's the kicker. While Gen Z seems to prefer servant leadership, they also value authenticity and innovation, which are the hallmark of transformational leadership. So, it's not about choosing one style over the other. The best approach might be a blend of both. A leader who supports and empowers their team, but also inspires them with compelling vision. In a nutshell, while transformational leadership was the go-to style for Gen X and millennials, Gen Z seems to respond better to servant leadership. But a combo of two could be the secret sauce for leading this new generation. How cool is that? Now, let's jump to the real talk, the challenges. One of the main challenges for the organization today is understanding how to lead these new generations. This actually requires a renewed mindset, open to a brand of selfless leadership. It starts with interview process itself and continues with ongoing communication and feedback and thrives on training and career development. The expectations of Gen Z and even millennial may seem idealistic, but they have been shaped by significant events like the Great Recession, the coronavirus pandemic. They value competitive salaries, personal development, and companies that are concerned with sustainability. Now, as leaders, managers, CEO, HRs, you question what's missing from the interview process. I mean, I have been doing it since the longest time. You know how we always talk about what really matters in the organization, right? It's not just about the company's needs, but also about the people who work there. It's like the two-way street. The organization needs the right people and the people need the right organization. So when you're hiring, ask them why they think this job is the next logical step in their career. How does it align with their career goals? If they were to look back 5 years from now, how would they explain this move to a prospective employer? And it doesn't stop at hiring. You need to keep the conversation going. Have a regular check-ins with your team. Ask them, how are they doing with their goals? Are they facing any roadblocks? How can you as a leader support them? Kim Congdon, the Global Vice President of HR at Herbalife Nutrition in Torrance, said, by doing this, you're not just being a boss. You are being a coach, a mentor, a leader who is genuinely cares about their team's growth. And guess what? People don't easily leave such leaders. Even a 15 or 20% pay hike elsewhere might not tempt them because they know they won't get the same kind of experience or career fulfillment anywhere else. Now, think about this. If everyone in the company followed your lead, would you be happy with where the company is headed? Would you want to work for someone like you? It's a simple yet powerful question, isn't it? Robert Greenleaf, the guy who coined the term servant leadership, he was way ahead of his time. He knew that selfless leadership is timeless. It was relevant in the past, it is relevant now, and it will be relevant in the future. And today's chaotic world is just reminding us of what we should have realized long, long ago. All right, my friends, we have had quite a journey today, haven't we? We have dived deep into the world of Gen Z, explored different leadership styles, and tackled challenges organizations are facing today. But remember, this is just the beginning. There is a whole ocean of knowledge out there waiting for us to explore. I have a challenge for you. I want you to take a moment and reflect on your own leadership style. Are you more of a transformation leader or a servant leader? Or a mix of both? How does your style resonate with Gen Z individuals in your life? Be it at work, at home, at social circles? I would love for you to share your insights with me. Comment below or connect with me on LinkedIn or Instagram. Drop me a message. Let's continue this conversation and learn from each other. And hey, if there is a topic you are curious about and would like me to explore in our next episode, don't hesitate to let me know. Your questions and interests drive this podcast, and I'm here to satisfy your curiosity. Lastly, if you found this conversation today impactful and insightful, please share this podcast with your network. Let's spread the knowledge and help each other grow. And finally, as we part our ways today, remember this. True leadership isn't about being at the top. It's about lifting others to reach their top. It's about giving what you want for yourself to others and teaching what you want to learn. It's simple and it's that rewarding. This is your host, Kritika Kashyap, signing off. Stay curious, my friends.